welcome to the New Africa
Talk Business Radio.
To the New Africa Business Association.
Well, now.
Welcome to the New Africa Business Association Network Marketing and Group Community Investments. Sorry for the interruption. Tonight, we are located here in the city of Washington, D.C. Just to give you some information on the New Africa Business Association, each one of the associations has its own is owned and operated independently. Washington, D.C., and all the other subsidiaries are subsidiaries to one national chapter, and that national chapter is the American Muslims Business Association. So again, I say welcome to the station. We will be right back to start tonight's show. Tonight, is we're going to be asking you, the listeners, you, the business owners, to call in and let us know something about your business. We'll take a moment or two as to where you can introduce your business and tell us a little about yourself and how we can shop or, at your place of business. That call-in number is going to be 657-383-1372. I will repeat, 657-383-1372. So you will be able to call in with your participation. One of the features we're talking about tonight, like I said, last week we talked about trying to get to know businesses, but tonight we want to talk about investing in business. How do we become vested with each other as to where we can grow businesses one business at a time, collectively as a community? So again, we're asking your participation also in that. We also are having a guest speaker we're going to be presenting this evening. And that guest speaker is going to be Brother Aziz. Brother Aziz is one of the brothers who actually had the Halal Foods in particular. He's one of the brothers that actually had the laws or the regulations of how halal is actually regulated in this country. Those laws, of course, are written with the USDA, U.S. Department of Agriculture. So he is going to be coming on here a little later on. He will be telling you the real facts and truth, facts and the truth about what a real halal is all about, rather than a lot of the rhetoric that I've heard as far as you see a lot of signs saying halal this and halal that, but we're going to see if we can get to the real facts on some of that this evening. And in the meantime, like I said, it's an open mic. We, as a business person, we invite your participation. Be right back after this paid sponsorship.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
And welcome back. I see, before I go any further, I see that we do have a participating caller, so let me take one or two of the calls that's coming in before I go any further. Thanks so much for calling. Welcome, caller. Good evening. Hello, caller? Hello? All right, we'll get back with that caller. Again, this is an open, the mics are open, but we want to talk about why, I suppose, would be the reason. Why should one want to invest in the African-American community? Well, let me tell you, as a person who is retired, and retired and licensed in banking, securities, and insurance for over 40 years and so, and dealing with, and retired as a financial planner. I can tell you that if you look at our communities, you will find that many, many businesses are close to the communities. Large businesses are very close to our communities, but they're not within the communities. And that's what I am suggesting. And that's our advantages also, is the fact that our communities, as far as being consumer spendings, we're spending a very, very large dollar, hundreds of billions of dollars. If those billions of dollars can be regenerated back into the communities, right into the heart of our communities, not on the outside, look at the growth from within now our community. So again, we're not looking for any outside dollars as for as business growth. We're saying the monies that we're spending as consumers, bring that back into our communities and become business owners, goods and services directly into your communities. Again, our mics are still open. Do we have any callers? If so, we'll take a call. Okay, I see. Okay, we'll come right back to that that caller. We do have our guest have come into the station this evening. And like I said, these are the brothers that when it comes to knowing the facts of halal, and especially the halal foods, I know for a fact that we have the experts here. So Brother Aziz, Brother Ajab, welcome. And
Thank you very much.
Guys, introduce yourself and say what you have to say about the halal food industry.
I'm greetings, and assalamu alaikum. My name is Abdul Aziz Shaheed, and I work with the American Sabiha Authority as well as the Halal Intelligence Agency, which are both halal certifying organizations that primarily certify meat and poultry products. However, we do certify some dry goods, such as the spices that go in your foods and other items. And my other co-partner and business partner here is Brother Ajab. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Ajab Abdul Samad. My co-partner and I have been in the halal business going on over 40 years. We've been in. Combined, we have a 80-year history in halal. So we're able to tell you everything that's going on in halal, and particularly to ask for your assistance again and investing in halal. If you want to invest in anything, we're not asking you for money directly now. We'd like to have a seminar or a call on this station. You can contact this station and find out how you can become a member if you're interested and investing in halal, the largest growing business in the Muslim community now. You can call 657-383-1372. That's 657-383-1372. And with that, we'll open the mic for questions.
In the meantime, Brother Ajab, I want to ask you and our Brother Aziz, halal itself, what is the meaning of halal?
Halal itself, as prescribed in the Holy Quran, means lawful. That means food that is lawful for us, obedience, your behavior, your clothing, anything that is lawful or permitted by Allah. In dealing with the halal business in the United States of America, we know as Muslims that if you eat beef, lamb, pork, or chicken, most of these foods, before you eat them, as well as any food that you eat, you say Bismillah in the name of Allah. Well, a lot of the Muslims in America think that that is the way that they have to eat, and that's permissible, and they don't have to go any further. But halal itself is not only the way we eat, dress, think, and behave. The food we eat has to be prepared by a Muslim, slaughtered by a Muslim. Brother Aja, would you like to detail how that slaughter goes?
In fact, it is stated in the Sharia, and some like to back up off of that word, but it is a word that means, as my co-partner said, what is lawful. Now, the Sharia says that the Muslim who kills the product must be recognized in the community, and he or she. And we want to emphasize that women can do halal also. But he or she must be a member in good standing in the community. Whatever community, the Muslim community he's in, it must be in good standing. It can't be someone who just who no one knows around a Muslim community that says that he can do halal. No, that's not what the Sharia says. It's not what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given in terms of being halal. So therefore, that person must have a conscience, and that person must be respected in that community. So now, according to Allah in the Holy Quran, Allah says in the Holy Quran, says, forbidden to you for foods are the dead, dead meat, blood, the flesh of swine, that on which has been invoked. The name other than any name other than Allah,
right.
That's forbidden to you. Now, for instance, if we go to a supermarket and we say it, and we realize there are some communities out there that don't have available to them in their particular neighborhood, and that's okay, that's fine. If you go with the purpose of buying product that's halal and you can't find halal, it's okay for you to say Bismillah. Prior to washing the food, prior to prepare the food, and prior to eating the food. That's fine. But there's a lot of arguments now say, well, anyone can do halal. No, it's not true. There's another argument say, well, we can eat kosher. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says we can eat food of the people of the book. But Imam Wasiuddin Muhammad says, which is our leadership, if there are Muslims, and we know there are some 7 million Muslims, according to U.S., Census Bureau around the United States. So why should we allow anyone else to kill our product when we have enough people to kill our product? So yes, we can eat the food of the people of the book, but we can prepare that food ourselves. And we're here to assist you in preparing that food.
And thanks so much for that information, Brother Egypt. Now, I am, after hearing your information, I am now thinking, because again, we are a business organization, and as a business organization, I know that one of the basic essentials of life, we know that there are about four of them, but one of those essentials we know is food. So we have to have food, water, we have to have clothing, we have to have housing, we have to have transportation. I just mentioned the four that I know that are essential. So saying that to say, when I say open businesses in the African-American communities, we know that not only do we need to open, and now we're talking about food, and we know that the foods that we're taking in out here are just unhealthy foods. So this is what I mean about communities collectively. You take our farmers, for instance, so... Because what I'm hearing here is that not only does the animals have to be halal, righteous is the word, but the land itself have to be halal. So which means now our farmers, we need to support these farmers so they can bring us what we say is halal, the right foods, regardless if we're Muslims or Christians or what have you. We're talking about the African-American community, And we're talking about markets that really belong to us that are really being taken, because you see this word halal, I see it all over the place. But I don't necessarily see any African Americans behind this sign. So, invoking that, I'm saying, with business and how one should be investing in it, and in this case, since we're talking about foods, we're talking about our restaurants now.
Yes,
we're talking about our grocery stores, our meat markets. Again, I'll let you guys bring in how the community now can invest into bringing about our right way of living, but at the same time,
if I could,
please do.
Leading into what you're asking, the question that you're asking, I'd like to let the audience, the view listeners, know that Brother Ajib and I started in the halal production business when the Imam Wardi Muhammad came into leadership role in our community. And from that time, Brother Ajib and I saw that there was a need to have some kind of law in place that govern our community in America, not just the Holy Quran, but some USDA standard that would allow us to recognize halal meat by the producers and therefore determine the integrity of that product, whether it was halal or not, because there's a lot of falsehood out there in the industry. There's a lot of fraud out there. And our halal certifiers all over the United States have been cited for fraud in many numerous places. Brother Ajib, could you finish that?
Yes, sure. In fact, Bill Aziz and I, we co-authored the halal policy that's now in place at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, FSIS. That acronym stands for Food Safety and Inspection Service. And prior to that, prior to 1975, the law was put in place in 1976, became law on the USDA books in 1976. But prior to that, there was no law on halal. And we were challenged and still are challenged by some communities and or individuals around the United States that there's no need for the law. But the proof of the need for the law is that major so-called certifiers or certifiers, they are in fact doing certification, but major certification individuals have been cited, and indeed their product that they certified as halal has been rejected by nations around the world. So that in itself is a testament for having the need for law, which is in place. Another document that we introduced was a petition. The petition stated that we wanted the USDA to put in place a law that states, and only states now, whether the product has been hand slaughtered or machine slaughtered. Both are accepted as halal, but we wanted that law to be in place so that the people would know that when they grab the product has either been machine slaughtered or hand slaughtered. And as these
truth and labeling.
It's a truth and labeling law. So you can go ahead and finish.
And Brother Aziz, just before you do, we have our paid host, so we have to go to a break.
Bideman Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bideman Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.BidemanAssociatesInsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090. Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our Peppermint Foot Rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
Welcome back to the show, Brother Aziz. You were saying now?
Yes. Greeting. Yes, we introduce Petition 11-08 to the USDA, and it had to do with truth and labeling. There's much controversy in the Muslim community of the Ummah throughout the world that Muslims prefer hand slaughter. Muslims prefer machine slaughter. Machine slaughter is acceptable under some fatwas. It's not under others. Why we introduced the petition? Because we wanted to clear that matter up. Whether it was hand slaughtered or machine slaughtered, to give the consumer the opportunity to choose between the two. Before, further than that, by getting the truth in labeling petition to be accepted, it hasn't been totally accepted yet because all of the Muslim certifiers in the U.S. that go to the USDA site and saw the petition, we got no support from no one. Matter of fact, because of the fraud in the industry and supporting something like Petition 11-08, Truth in Labeling, it would take away from the business that a lot of these certifiers, a lot of certifiers are doing because they have imams, muftis, or sheikhs in various places around the world that tell them that it's permissible to do certain things, such as going to a chicken processing plant, push a button that starts the equipment, say Bismillah, and leave for the remainder of the day, and everything is halal. And this goes on throughout the industry, throughout the country. So if any of you are familiar or not familiar, Food Safety and Inspection, FSIS Safety, Food Inspection Safety, is a USDA department that has the rules and regulations that govern halal, such as when Brother Ajip and I again tried to introduce the halal rule into the USDA, which we did introduce as it stands today. We didn't get any help from anyone. We got a lot of kickback from the community. If I hesitate sometime, I just had a dental procedure, and I didn't want to give up anything in the world not to make this session.
Thanks so much.
And if I stop a minute, that is just to touch my gum or whatever, because my mouth is really hurting, and I wish that it hadn't happened, but inshallah, we'll be able to do this well. But our brother, could you take over for a minute, please?
Yeah. That Food Safety and Inspection Service, it's very clear from the perspective of USDA. USDA says, and I want to augment that by saying the FSIS, Food Safety and Inspection Service, from the United States Department of Agriculture, is the best in the world. We're the best in the world at assuring that our products are safe and is inspected by the USDA. That label goes on by the USDA. From the USDA, there's a person in charge that comes in and tests the animals and poultry for lymph nodes, et cetera, et cetera. So that's an assurance. Some products are gotten or shipped from United States overseas that have been in refrigeration for years on years. The petition we introduced will stop that. May not stop completely, but it will sure bring in the law that will inspect that will be a crucial inspection for the product that goes out. And as Abdulaziz has said, many have been cited and or stopped from shipping products into other countries that were not inspected and passed the inspection.
UAE, Saudi Arabia.
Right. UAE. Yes, those countries.
They have a list of the American certifiers who has been fined, decertified for a certain period of time. They pay their monies, and they get back on. And the biggest part I wanted to let listeners know, getting back to the original question that Brother Bynum asked about African-American Muslims in the halal business, right now, in most cities that we go to, we don't see any African-Americans with a halal store selling meat products. However, it's a big business there. We see African-Americans in all of the halal stores that are by our brothers from other places, and we put a lot of money into their communities. That money should be in our communities. One of the things Brother Ajip and I tried to do, because we thought it was a demand for hand-slaughtered chicken, we brought the hand-slaughtered chicken into the Shoppers food stores, which is the third largest food chain in the country. And we sold the halal chicken there for 18 months, and we had to pull out because we got very little support. And our chicken could match up to any quality chicken that was out there. Brother Ajip, would you?
Yes, that product that we brought into the Shoppers Food Warehouse, which was the third largest supermarket in the United States, was called Real Halal. It is a trademark brand that we trademarked, and since we mentioned that, any Muslim around the United States can come in and sell this brand. We will allow you to use this brand if you're producing a product, or if you want to produce a product, because it has to be inspected. And of course, the Real Halal, we want to assure, we will assure that that product is not breached, the integrity of that product is not breached, or that brand is not breached. And if you want to come into, if you want to get into U.S. Into halal, and my brother Bilal has been doing this for years. We watched him grow his business, probably the best at this that we know around the Northeast corridor. But you can get into the halal business by just contacting us. Contact this radio station. This number again. This number is Bilal, said the number again.
Our call-in number is 657-383-1372. I will repeat, 657-383-1372. You can call in on this number and participate with us for the rest of the evening. Brother AJ, Brother Aziz, we're going to take a small break. We have sponsors that we must answer to.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek, yes, heaven, I'm in heaven. Kids that hung around me through the week seems to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we out together, dancing cheek to cheek, oh, I'd love to climb to mountain, reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very exciting show. I really appreciate you guys taking the time to join us this evening. This is just an example to all the listeners. The African-American community, we're Muslims, no doubt about that, but we're African-American. And our community is our concern. And we know that regardless if you're Muslim or you're Christian, when it comes to that consumer spending, we're all spending it out together. So again, as a community, I am just simply saying the businesses that we have to bring right back into the heart of the community And it's something that we should want to do because look at the investment opportunity. We don't have any businesses in the community. All over the nation, you can go to any of our communities. I don't care where you go. And when it's time to do business,
that's right.
When it's time to buy any kind of item, toothpaste,
yes.
Hair grease,
yes.
Any kind of product, we got to go to somebody's town.
That's what we do.
To purchase. No, town has to be right in our own neighborhoods. And so collectively we can do this thing.
Yes.
Brother Aziz, we're going to continue, but I do want to announce that I want to continue because halal products are many, many products. We simply talked about meat this evening, and so we're going to get into the many products that exist. And one of the examples are let's say, seeing for yourself is being exhibited or sponsored by the National Muslims Business Council. The National Muslims Business Council is who all of our subsidiaries answer to. Our subsidiaries, like for instance, the one you're hearing tonight is the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. But Imam W.D. Muhammad, when he incorporated the New Africa Business Association, he incorporated these associations, or he had them incorporated all over the country. So from Maine to Florida, or from Florida to California to Seattle and all the states in between, you're going to find the New Africa Business Association, and all of them will be coming together on May the 13th, May the 14th, and May the 15th in North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina. And just to give you an idea of what you can expect, in Raleigh, North Carolina, we're going to just give you a heads up on what you can expect for that particular weekend. Karima, if you would.
What we have in store: 3 information-packed days of business, economics, social, and cultural activities. 3 days of the International Trade Show, New Africa Bazaar. This will boast 50-plus vendors from all across the country, showcasing a variety of products. On Friday, Juma, with a special guest speaker, we will also have social network with Cultural Night, featuring business leaders from around the world. Saturday, workshops, 2 parallel sections in the industry section of business banking, health and wellness, the green economy, Zabiha Halal, and more. Luminary panels with 10 industry corporate leaders and young successful entrepreneurs. On Sunday, Leadership Business Brunch, guest speaker work in one of the leading industries. Community economics address, various speakers discussing educational, political, social, and economic, and that will be closing the conference.
Again, this is our open mic. We invite you to call in. Our call-in number is 657-383-1372. So, business investments and community group investments. We know that we are our community, and our community and the products in our community should be halal. Interesting, Brother Aziz. What are the other products? And sounds like halal is just about a new way of life.
Yes, for us it is. For one thing, it's the beginning of us starting to eat clean foods, clean behavior, clean environment. This is all about halal. One of the things that Brother Ajib and I had envisioned some time ago is we've run into various Muslim brothers and sisters in the community that have their own products that they have produced. And they have a hard time getting them out to all of the, the community because they sell them at conventions, advertise them in the Muslim Journal, and other places that they can get to. What Brother Ajibanine's vision was, in every one of our communities, we had a halal store. It wasn't just a halal store, as you see, that a lot of, if I can use the term, a lot of our brothers and sisters from other communities have. It's a halal store that would be selling everything that we use as African Americans. And if we had investors in our community, as Brother Bilal was talking about, that was willing to put the money up to set up a store that had all these products that various brothers and sisters had in there where you could buy them, that would be a great beginning, Brother Bilal.
Brother Isaac, and this is the example of what you're saying as far as having the business center or the shopping center of the store. This is an example of what you will see on May the 13th when the National presents its entrepreneurs, because, again, as locals, we're trying to bring about the local businesses, but the National, that's where we're looking at our big picture now. You know, investments in large corporations such as banks, insurance companies, this is what you're going to be meeting at the National Convention is entrepreneurs who are many quite successful, and they want to grow the our communities economically. You're going to many of the products, and let's say you're an entrepreneur and you need to purchase goods, your goods. Many African Americans I know before I became a Muslim and was able to get worldwide attention from those who came before me. Now, in other words, we have the world market that has been given to us. It's been opened up to African American Muslims. We want to share this with all American brothers and sisters. So again, what we're really saying is that join us, or we'll join you, but whatever it takes to stimulate the businesses in our community. And as far as products and services, you don't have to go on the outside of the circle to buy your products and services. Go down to North Carolina, and you're going to see many products and services that you can purchase wholesale, at wholesale prices, and you come back and do your own retail. The world is open up to us. It's just a matter of how we can build our markets. Brother Aziz?
Yes. I would love to go to any one of our communities and go to a store where we knew it would be just like a Walmart or Kmart, but it don't have to be that big, and that's what our brothers and sisters need to know. Starting out small doesn't mean you can't grow big. Starting out small would be carrying something that you need every day: meat, poultry products, flour, foods, beans, whatever. Start a store in our community, in your community. Get the business community to invest in that, and we bring the products in. The Nation of Islam has a program like that, wherein the members of the community can order navy beans. They can order all kind of beans, lentils, vegetables, and that, but they haven't got into the meat yet.
Right.
And Brother Ajib and I plan on working with them to get into that. But the Nation of Islam has already started something like that, and they have designated people in each one of the cities where they are, where you can go pick up the things that you buy and eat primarily all the time, your beans, your rice, your vegetables, and other products, other health products. But they haven't got into the halal meeting yet because they're just learning. And that's what we're talking about, an idea like that, where you can go somewhere in the community and buy from your own people where you know that money is being circulated in our community two or three times. And this is the only way we're going to be successful at that, as long as we continue to be a consumer. A consumer don't do nothing but consume, and it don't produce nothing. And that's what we're talking about with this National Muslim Business Conference, is showing our people how to be producers and not consumers.
And at that point, Brother Aziz, we're going to give the community, the listeners, telephone numbers and information as to how they can get in touch with the National Association and the expo that's going on May 13th, 14th, and 15th. Mm-hmm. Sister Karima, if you would.
You can contact the National Muslim Council at info@nationalmbc.org or 1-888-776-9908 or 704-201-1353. And the website is www.nationalmbc.org.
Thanks so much, Sister Karima. So, again, the mics are still open. Anyone who has any comments or they wish to call in and make any comments, the mics are open. We will be right back after this station break.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek, yes, heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seems to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we out together, dancing cheek to cheek, oh, I'd love to climb to mountains, reach to high.
Bideman Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bideman Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.BidemanAssociatesInsurance.com. Or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. Caller? Hello? Hello, caller. You're on the air. Okay, we will be right back.
Bideman Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plan. Natural skincare by Karima with shea butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body, without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
Okay, thanks so much, listeners. We're back. Brother Aziz, you was saying that meat markets and carryout and I also think in terms of franchises. Of course, all these businesses are needed in the communities, but some businesses, as we know, are turnkeys are type businesses, which are franchises. And our kids, our communities, they like eating those hamburgers with some of these franchises. The only thing is we're going, again, when you, I would think, what is, and I guess what I'm asking you,
mm-hmm.
how can we get franchise, but at the same time, our way of eating, a healthy way of eating rather than some of these materials that come with some of these that we don't want to buy, we don't want to eat. But how can we, I guess what I'm asking, how can we get into the franchises and keep it halal?
Well,
I'm saying you are Brother Ajit.
Brother Ajit, could you?
Yeah, fine. Very good segue, Brother Bilal. Franchise. We already have markets in our community. Abdulaziz and I was discussing this when we first started some years ago. We wanted to establish this a halal as an institution. And we're the only community, only Muslim community, that has facilities around the United States where we can establish this. If you're already in a business, say in North Carolina, Delaware, Texas, or wherever, if you're already in a business, all you have to do is just come together. Come together under the AZA, American Zebra Authority, / Halal Intelligence Group, and we can show you how to make money in your own community. In fact, we will establish businesses in your community, and all you have to do is be a member. And of course, there's a small stipend, but you don't have to invest a whole lot of money, because we're coming in. We're in your community, but we want to come in your community. And we will come in your community and have an outlet in your community. So this could be, say, in Texas, in Oklahoma City, in Arkansas, you know, could have a halal outlet. I mean, halal, the income of halal is already strong. All we have to do is channel it to ourselves. So that's the way. That's the avenue. So we don't need a franchise per se. Now, of course, if you want a real halal franchise, you know, we can discuss that. And any questions you have about the franchise and about halal, please refer to this station, because we can give you all the information you need, and we need one central location so that we can process all of the questions and all. Again, the number is 657-383-1372. That's 657-383-1372. And Brother Bilal has been working endlessly for years on this, and he knows all the financial avenues and all to go. So this is a perfect venue for us. This is a perfect conduit for us as Muslims, you know, to establish a halal in our prospective community. Remember, we can come in your community, teach you halal, teach you how to streamline it to your community, and we'll have an office all over the United States representing one thing, and that's halal, and that's bringing the money into our community, as Brother Bilal said, keeping the money in our community. I mean, we look to the north, to China, not China, but to Canada. Canada has an Army, Navy, Air Force, Reserve. They have all kinds of outlets, and they don't make the national gross national product of Canada is not as much money as we make and spend in the United States, we African Americans. So we Muslims who can control our destiny, the halal industry itself is billions of dollars, brothers and sisters, billions of dollars. So if you want to get in on the ground level, call this number, 657-383-1372, 657-383-1372. And let's get aboard. I mean, let's bring our community together as it was when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was there. May Allah forgive him his sins, accept him in high paradise. Let's come together and control our business. Let's control our industry.
Thanks so much, Brother Ajit. Again, as a reminder, group investments. That's what the emphasis is all about. One of us cannot start or cannot change the condition, our economic conditions, and I'm not saying one person shouldn't go out and go into business and do what you can in business, but as far as I am concerned, I personally don't want to go into any type of business just myself alone. I think the risk is just too great.
Right.
But as a collective community, I would be more than happy to put whatever my percentage is to open up, or what have you, a business center. And I know here in Washington, D.C., one of the big investments I would like to see made, we need a hotel. There's more money being made, but our time is running a little short here, so we will.
Good idea, we do.
So we want the listeners to know, once a week, the New Africa Business Association, this was our second broadcast, every week we expect to bring you important information from business leaders and business owners. That hopefully will help us to stimulate our markets. And remember our slogan: what one can't do, the many of us can.
Yeah.
Listeners, thanks so much for being with us. We really, Brother Aziz, Brother Ajab.
Thank you very much.
We hope
say,
we come back again. And
you're on the board of directors, so. Feel your hopes anytime you want to.
But let me just say, those of you who called in and was frustrated, don't give up. Call in again. Who knows what the problem was between where you called in from at this station.
We'll make it better. We're planning on being around for a while. There are some loose ends that we're still learning. But like I said, this station is for you. It's for our business association. So, again, we're here, and we're here to network and group investments. Thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned for our upcoming program. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
My days have grown so lonely. For you I cry, for you kneel only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul. I spend my days in longing. You know it's you that I am longing. Oh, I tell you I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul. I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it. That you throw away romance. Are you pretending? It looks like the ending. Unless I can have one more chance to prove, dear, my life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. Oh, I tell you I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul. Mm-hmm.
When you just give love and never get love, you'd better let love depart.
Natural skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all natural.
Mm-hmm.